It's almost time for our Bible reading. Anne is going to come up and read that in a moment. But following that, we're going to have our talk. And it's great to have Di Kritschek with us this morning. Di is one of my colleagues from CAP, heads up a life skills program now over in Wolverhampton, here with her husband Len. So great to see you guys. Thank you for coming and sharing with us. So if I can invite Anne to come and do our Bible reading for us. Thank you, Anne.
The reading this morning is from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 to 23, and this may be found on page 827 in the Church Bibles. Lamentations 3, verses 19 to 23. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here at St George's today to help you celebrate your CAP Sunday. I love coming to talk about CAP anyway, but it's always extra special when it's a church's CAP Sunday and we're celebrating the work that they're doing because they partner with CAP. And 11 years is an amazing achievement. So well done, all of you. And thank you for whatever you've done on behalf of CAP, whether it's prayed, whether it's been a befriender, a supporter, made a cake, just welcomed the people into the church. You know, it's a big thank you from CAP and all at CAP. I began my CAP life in 2009 as a CAP money coach with my husband Len, and then went on to become debt centre manager in Wolverhampton, which is actually the centre of the universe. Then last year, I went on to be debt centre manager. And then last year, I joined a new club, the Club of the Retired. Somebody said to me in the break, actually, I thought retired meant that, you know, you didn't do things, but actually it doesn't. It just means you choose what you do. And what we chose to do was to run a life skills group, because I've seen CAP over the years be so successful. I've seen so many lives changed. I've seen so many people give their lives to Jesus and find freedom through that. We wholeheartedly believe in CAP. So we wanted to still be involved, of course we did, as well as coming out and sharing the word of CAP with anyone that will listen to me, basically. So this morning, we're going to talk about a word that's already been mentioned, lament. You might feel it's kind of a bit of an old-fashioned word, really, and I'm not sure when I last used it in my general conversation. But lament can be an important response to the pains and injustice that we feel in life. It's the heartfelt and passionate cry of a hurting soul. And in 1939, at the beginning of World War II, the Ministry of Information designed a poster that's actually as popular now as it was then. See how long it takes you to get there. It was a very basic red and white poster with a picture of the crown at the top. Anyone there yet? And underneath, five simple words. Well done. Keep calm and carry on. I think that was just about equal with the first service, so well done. And actually, I Googled just keep calm, and I went through pages and pages and pages of what you can keep calm and do. I didn't get to the bottom of it, so I think it's definitely very popular now. But the catchy slogan was actually a national call to press on despite the impending threat of war on our country. It also epitomises that British stoicism and that stiff upper lip that we're so well known for. We were encouraged to press on, soldier through adversity, and not let our emotions interfere, which is hard for me because I'm an emotional person. Perseverance and resilience are essential qualities, but if this feels like the only acceptable way to feel in response to difficulties, then what do we do in times of anguish? How do we respond when our hearts are hurting? How do we act in times of pain and feelings of injustice? When I look around at so many desperate people out in the world. So what if there's a different way to respond when our hearts are aching? Today, we're going to explore God's way, which is to lament. Can even be a unfamiliar word in the church. We regularly encourage each other with verses like, "Rejoice in the Lord always," and again I say rejoice. But we don't very often exhort each other with the words of Micah, lament with a doleful lamentation, saying, "We are utterly ruined." It's not uncommon to see a praise and thanksgiving service advertised on our church notice boards. But when do we see a sorrow and grief service? Not as nearly as often. The indirect message of embrace joy and yet avoid sorrow. But does this type of thinking mean we're missing out on something that is vital to our Christian faith? What if we're supposed to embrace sorrow as well as joy? The Bible gives us examples and permission to lament. If you look in the Bible, you see that people allowed themselves to be moved. We know Jesus wept. The psalmists cried out. And Jeremiah, the prophet, is well known for being a weeping prophet. He lamented. He was a prophet who spent most of his life calling on God's people, the nation of Israel, to repent and live the life they were called to live in relationship with God. As we know, they didn't listen and were eventually captured by the Babylonians. Jeremiah saw his people with their freedom taken away, living outside of a relationship with God. And it broke his heart. He was moved to write a whole book of lamentations about what he saw and how he felt. And in Lamentations 2, verse 11, it says, "My eyes fail from weeping. I am in torment within. My heart is poured out on the ground because my people are destroyed." No. Jeremiah didn't bottle up his feelings or maintain that stiff upper lip in a situation around him. Instead, he cried out to God. Lament isn't complicated. Lamenting is simply putting into words how we're feeling, to state the circumstances around us and honestly bring our pain before God. And UK poverty is a reason for us to lament. There are many things in life that move us, things that bring about that feeling of despair and cause our hearts to ache. War, bereavement, disaster, and injustice, for example. And I don't need to tell you that this year we're experiencing the highest rates of inflation for decades. And things are getting more and more difficult for those living in poverty. With the Food Foundation reporting that 7 million adults missed meals in April 2022 due to rising costs. The energy cap means fuel bills are becoming unaffordable to many. According to the Joseph Rowntree Foundation, at the end of 2021, 3.8 million people on the lowest incomes had fallen behind in paying bills. And right now, across the UK, in Wolverhampton, in Stamford, and surrounding areas, there are people living in the middle of very real poverty. Neighbours with empty cupboards and fridges and stomachs. A father unable to heat his damp and cold house. A mother for whom basic sanitary products are out of reach. And every debt coach will be able to tell you stories of visiting homes where literally the fridge and cupboards are empty when they go on that first visit responding to a call to head office. I can think of Janet, just one out of many, a single mum with three children, who when I went on a first visit asked her, one of our common questions, do you have food in the home? And she said, no. I said, what are you feeding the children? Well, they go to breakfast club and then they have school lunches and that's it. I don't have anything else for them. So nothing when they come home from school? Nothing before they go to bed? No. What do you eat? A cup of tea and a piece of toast if I've got it in the house. You know, it's difficult to hear these statistics and stories, and even more difficult to sit with someone personally and hear it, and yet know that Janet was created and loved by God. And for me, this is a reason to lament. And at CAP, we want to stand alongside the church to lament with those living in poverty and facing the ever-worsening cost of living crisis. However, God's purpose for lament isn't that it leaves us in that place of darkness, because in the midst of lament, we find hope. We've already listened to Jeremiah's words in the midst of his lament. He finishes by saying, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And we've sung that this morning. So in the middle of Jeremiah's lament for his country, he was confronted with the compassion, love, and hope of God. What a wonderful example of lament leading to new hope. To a new song. And we're going to watch a video as part of this talk about Sid. We've already heard Becca's story and the way that she moved from that place of lament to hope, and Sid is going to as well. So let's watch this and then I'll come back.
Playing cricket.
Sid's story was a journey from lament to hope, a story which led to a new song. And the journey he's been on in many ways reflects our vision and why CAP exists. At CAP, we have a vision to see transformed lives, thriving churches, and an end to UK poverty. So Sid's life is a transformed one. Becca's life is a transformed one. Many other people in this area. From a place of hopelessness, Sid battled with depression, physical illness, and debt, to a place of hope. And now he has a new song to sing, with a future that's hopeful. And if Sid's story of debt resonates with your own circumstances, I encourage you not to put off seeking help. You can call CAP free on the 0800 number that's on the screen now. And you know, if I were to invite Simon up here now to tell you about all the lives he's seen transformed through the work your team are doing, I doubt whether we'd get home for tea, let alone lunch. So we'll hold him back. But, you know, there will be literally, well, he mentioned in his stats, hundreds of lives that have been touched. Stories all as poignant and dramatic as Sid's and Becca's. So Sid was helped by a thriving church in the same way that St. George's here partners with CAP to run a debt centre, which is helping those being pulled under by the rising tide of debt. Our debt coaches work hand in hand with a strong team of expert and accredited debt advisors based in Bradford, who contact creditors and provide ongoing budget advice to clients over the phone. So the debt centre manager and befriending team visits the clients in their own homes, usually in that moment of crisis, and then they journey alongside them to what is often a long road out of debt. And, you know, you run life skills here, previously job club, you do CAP money, and it's all to support people on low incomes, to help them back into work, so many of the causes of debt. So there's many ways God calls us to reach out, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, a thriving church that has people ready to answer the call. And I know at St. George's you do other work as well. And Sid's story provides hope to UK poverty, that it can end, one life, one home at a time. But it also reminds us that there's more to be done. We're passionate about bringing about a place where destitution and poverty don't exist, a place where more people currently living in poverty can find their song of hope. Your church is part of this. But are you personally a part of it? If you're not, and it's something you would like to give to monthly, then please visit the CAP stand afterwards where we can help you with the form. Even if you don't have your bank details, we can sort that out with you. We can call you at a later date. But it's about response. If you do already give, then thank you. Thank you very much. I know many of you will have been giving for the whole life of the centre, and that's huge. But if you would like to join those 29,000 others, you can go online as well as, tell my age, I forget the online bit, but you come to the desk or you can go online to, capuk.org/respond. I thought I knew it off by heart. Or if you prefer to give to your local centre here at St George's, you can go on your church website to see how to do that or speak to Simon. But if you'd like to hear more amazing stories of transformed lives and thriving churches and just keep up to date with the ways we're trying to end UK poverty, please fill in the form that we've got at the back. And it's not to give necessarily, but just to keep in touch, to pray for us. Prayer is so important. And we can help you on the stand with that. Also, if you'd like to come to the stand, fill in a form, we'll give you a free book. We love free, don't we? And this is a book written by John Kirkby, our founder, and it is a story of how God can use ordinary people to do extraordinary things. So don't miss out on that. If you haven't read it, you know, do come and get one. Or if there's somebody you know who hasn't read it, then do come. So please come and visit us on the stand. Don't leave us lonely. Come and talk to us about the way that you can get involved. And I just want to say again, thank you so much for all you're doing. And thank you for welcoming us here this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Di. That was terrific. Thank you very much. And yeah, we do indeed identify and lament with people who are struggling at this time, but we bring a living hope, don't we? A living hope is Jesus. And that's the title of our closing song now. So over to Richard and the worship team.